The Warriors showing the heart, the determination, and the teamwork that made the regular season historic, getting the jump on the Rockets and setting the tone early in this Game 5 of the opening round. With aggressive defense driving scoring opportunities, the Warriors built a 22-point lead by the half, which paved the way to victory as they eliminate the Rockets 4-1. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors Sound game recap. The Warriors now await the winner of the Clippers and Trailblazers series. Portland, with a win tonight in LA, now has a 3-2 series lead. While here at Oracle Arena, we saw a dominant win with the Warriors moving on to the Western Conference semifinals. And we start with Draymond Green's comments in the postgame. Draymond, a plus 32 in this game with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists. Here's what he had to say after the 114-81 victory.
Draymond, I know you're always emotional, but the look on your face before this game, I saw you a little bit beforehand. Was this something that you were extra into? Is this something you felt maybe you're taking it upon yourself to kind of get the team into this game?
Absolutely. You know, it was, I mean, you're obviously a part of the media, so you've seen, you know, all the comments the last couple of days, you know, where everybody, you know, they think Steph goes down and the entire series changed, you know, but we thought otherwise. So, you know, we wanted to come out here locked in from the jump, you know, and make sure that we put our imprint on the game, you know, from the start, not let them get hope. You know, we saw what they done down 3-1 last year, you know, so we didn't want history to repeat itself, you know, so we had to come out from the jump and be locked in. And, you know, that was definitely, you know, my plan from the start.
Draymond, what can you say about what Sean Livingston has done for you guys, at not only this series, but especially this series, stepping in and you know, contributing so much?
Yeah, he's been huge, you know, not just this series all year, but, you know, really stepping in for Steph. It's different, you know. It's not the same thing that you get with Steph, which is so unique about it. You know, but he's been incredible for us. You know, always steady, you know, somebody who we know we can go to when we need a basket. And, you know, taking care of the ball, really running the offense. So he's been phenomenal. We're going to need him to continue to be that way. Not sure how long Steph will be out, you know, but until then, you know, Sean will be holding it down for us. So he's been big, and we look forward to him continuing to do that.
Draymond, to your left on the aisle, you guys were obviously down 2 or 3 days ago after the Steph injury and then the news the next day. How much does a win like this and winning the series as well flip the mood? How different is the mood now than 2 or 3 days ago?
I mean, the mood is good, you know, because it's good to win a series. It's not easy to win any playoff series. You know, everybody's good when you're in the playoffs. Everybody got talent. So, you know, you got to be locked in, you know, and to beat this team 4-1 pretty much without Steph the entire series. I think we had them for 2 halves. And, you know, it says a lot about this team. So the mood's good, you know, but at the end of the day, no one's forgetting, you know, that he's out. You know, we want to get him back, but at the end of the day, you got to make sure what's good long-term and, you know, just get healthy, and we need to continue to hold it down without him.
Draymond, it looked like early in the game you guys were determined to get off to an early start, a fast start. Why was that so important in this game, in this building?
Because it's, you know, like I said before, this is a team that you don't want to give hope to. You know, you get them hope, and they're very talented. You know, they can really score the basketball. They got a lot of guys who can. So you get them hope, and, you know, it can change the entire game. So can change the entire series, you know. So we knew coming off, getting off to a fast start, getting this crowd involved early, you know, would be key to this game. Once we got to the start, we got off to it, and we never looked back.
Draymond, the defense in that first quarter was really setting up a lot of your offense and got you that big lead. Was that something you plan on focusing on coming into the game?
Well, absolutely. You know, we always got to focus on the defensive end, especially when Steph is out, you know, because we usually don't score as many points, you know, when he's not out there. But you get it done on the defensive end. And tonight, you know, once we got going on the defensive end, it really sparked our offense. Now you're getting off in transition. You're getting a couple easy ones. You're getting some easy, some open threes, you know, and you're able to knock a few of them down. So, you know, when we really focus in, lock in on the defensive end, we can be really tough.
Draymond, I think you're a plus 32 in an elimination game here. It's been discussed outside maybe that you're partly a product of Steph Curry's, what he can do. What is it for you? What does this prove? What does it show that you can have this kind of impact in a series that, as you said, he's played 2 halves in?
I am a product of Steph. You know, I mean, we play very well off each other. You know, I think, you know, people would tweet me and say, oh, you're nothing without Steph. wouldn't necessarily say I'm nothing without him, you know, but at the end of the day, when he's on the court, he makes me better, and I'll never be afraid to say that. You know, it's as a teammate, you have to make each other better, you know, so, you know, I don't really pay attention to the noise, oh, you can't do this without Steph or you can't do that without Steph. Like, I know what I'm capable of, but I also know he makes me better. I mean, he's incredible. If he don't make you better, you suck. So I'm fine with that.
Draymond, clearly confidence isn't a problem for you guys coming off a title, winning 73 games. But does it give you guys some more confidence going into the next series that you were able to do this without Steph? You know, Grant seeing maybe he might not play in a game two or three or whatever.
You know, it definitely gives you more confidence for sure because you know you can do it. You know the blueprint to doing it. You know, so we know what we have to do when he's not out there. And, you know, hopefully when he comes back, we can continue to do that, you know. But while he's out, you know, we got the blueprint of what it takes, you know, to win when he's not out there, and we need to continue to follow that. So it definitely, you know, ups the confidence a bit. And, you know, this win tonight, everybody chipped in. It wasn't one or two guys. You know, obviously Clay hit it up. You know, Sean had a good game. You know, I was able to play well. Bogut played well. Ian played well off the bench. Brandon Russ played well. Harrison chipped in. Like, everybody who came in, Anderson Varejao, who haven't played an entire series, came in and gave us big minutes. You know, that's a true professional. So, you know, the gratifying thing about this win is everybody chipped in. And that's what it's got to be about when Steph's not out there.
Last one from Andre. Draymond, some of the guys were saying in the locker room that actually, the sight of James getting all those shots and all those points was kind of a good thing. Why is that a good thing to have one guy kind of dominating things on the other team?
When you get a shot, you're usually not in the rhythm. You know, when someone dominates the ball, and don't get me wrong, he was great. You know, he was scoring the basketball every way. You know, he hit some tough shots. You know, twos and threes. But you know, when you dominate the ball like that, and that's one thing Coach Kerr's really trying to teach us, you know, move the ball because it just creates rhythm. Even if you don't shoot it, just touching and moving on, it creates rhythm for everyone. So, you know, I think it can take everyone else a little bit out of rhythm, but, you know, to his credit, he was phenomenal. He put the ball in the hole tonight.
Klay Thompson had a team-high 27 points with 7 three-pointers, and Sean Livingston excellent again in the start with 16 points. They were both at the podium together in the postgame.
Sean, over here to your left on the aisle. You guys certainly don't need a confidence boost, but how important is a win like this a couple days after you guys got the bad news about Steph? How valuable is the timing just to have this good mood come so fast?
Yeah, it's good for us. I think more importantly, moving forward, you know, we don't know how long he's going to be out. We obviously, you know, we're going to miss him. But at the same time, it's a lot of basketball to play. And, you know, for the next series, it's a good momentum booster.
Klay, I'm curious about sort of your emotion tonight. I mean, you've shot well, obviously, last game and past games. But you seemed more animated than usual tonight. Is that just the urgency of the game?
Urgency of the game, and we did not want to go back to Houston. It's a long flight. And it's always fun to protect the home court. We never like – we pride ourselves not losing here, so it was just a fun night. It's obviously fun when shots go in. Mm.
For both of you guys, what does it mean to have Steph not play through a single game healthy and to still win the series in 5 games?
It's good. I think it's good. Kind of a, like I said, confidence booster for everybody. We know how much he means to this team. Like I said, we'd rather him be out there, but when he's not out there, we have to pull together. And it's not just one guy. You know, obviously, Klay, he elevates his game. We're going to look for him a lot more, but it takes the whole team, both units, and it starts with our defense, and then it starts offensively moving the ball. And it's important to get that rhythm. You know, because it's a 48-minute game, and I think over 48 minutes we can wear a lot of teams out with our depth.
Sean and Klay, a question to both of you. You guys have had your share of critics this year, and even dating back to last season, questioning whether you guys were the true champions. But tonight, Coach Bickerstaff said the Warriors are a top-two team with or without Steph Curry on the court. Do you guys agree with that, and what goes across your mind when you hear someone giving you that type of respect?
I mean, that's great to hear. It's humbling, but as players, you know, you got to believe that, you know, just because, I mean, we're all here for a reason. We're all prideful. I mean, If we weren't, we wouldn't be in this position. And, I mean, to come from a coach like that is, means a lot. And we're not going to just be satisfied with this, though. Great series for us, especially, you know, Steph being out. You know, everybody had a big contribution. I can go down the whole list. But that gives us a lot of confidence, and we're not going to stop pushing. I mean, we'll be that much better when Steph gets back.
Clay, you probably made a 31-footer before, but I don't really remember. What was the thought process of letting that one go? Yeah. And did you see the MVP's reaction on the sideline when you did make it?
I was actually begging for the ball from Sean.
I was open.
Under the basket on the rebound. And he said, hold up, you know, the vet he is. And he realized that I'm much better when I just catch and release. And I came off a flare, and it was just feet were set. And when you're in when you hit a few in a row, you know, you feel like your legs are under you. And I didn't really think about it. I was in great shooting position and just let it go. And I obviously got excited after that. You know, I never really hit a lot of 30-footers before. You know, it was nice to kind of, you know, channel Steph out there. So it did feel good.
Did you see him celebrating that?
I did, but I'm going to definitely look at that. You know, he's a great teammate, and he loves to see us succeed, you know, and I know it's killing him not to be out there.
Sean, Coach Kerr has talked about your ordeal to get back to the player you are, and what does it mean to you to hear him say that he's inspired by you and what your path and how you've come back to be on this stage?
It's humbling. You know, he's played, obviously, won championships as a player, and, you know, he's been around. He's played with the greatest. He's been coached by the greatest. So just to hear those words, it's very humbling. I'm grateful. You know, I take it in stride. And, you know, just try to let it fuel me. Just to continue to stay on the journey and stay hungry.
Sure, Sean, for all you've been through in your career, you know, good times and bad, I mean, what have you gotten from this that has made you such a calm, collected player on the court?
Experiences, you know. Being that obviously everybody knows about the injury situation, it's a devastating kind of thing, and I think when you go through traumatic events like that, you understand, you know, like now being in this position, playing with guys like Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, Draymond, you know, all-star, being on this team, you know, there was a time where I was getting waived off of teams that weren't winning 20 games, you know, so going through those experiences, it's humbling, and never getting too high or too low, you know, just respecting the process, keeping your head down and keep grinding.
Finally, here's what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr afterward.
Yeah, I mean, 37-20 at the end of the quarter. That got us off to the start we needed, got the crowd into it, and we just played a solid game. I mean, 10 turnovers, 30 assists and 10 turnovers, that's a phenomenal stat line. And we did the best we could on Harden. He's impossible to guard, but, you know, he had 35, but we took care of the three-point line. And didn't let anybody else get going. So it was a great effort.
Steve, a convincing win tonight, a convincing win in the series. What does this do for the mood just two or three days after you guys got hit with the Steph Curry news?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. Obviously, going into the next series, which will be more difficult, it's good to have a few games under our belt without Steph, so we get a feel for it. You know, the rotation is much different, obviously, and the way we play is a little bit different. We just don't have, you know, the fireworks that Steph provides. So we've just got to make sure we're more solid, which we have been last couple games in particular. And but it's good for our guys' confidence. And I think what pleases me the most is literally every single guy on our roster contributed during this series. You know, you had McAdoo and Ian Clark who made big plays in, you know, the second and third games and or third and fourth games, I guess. And then tonight I went to Anderson instead of Mac, and I thought Anderson was great. He was a plus 11 in seven minutes and change. So a lot of guys had great series, but everybody contributed. So it's a very gratifying win.
Coach, can you talk about Sean Livingston and the game he had and the start that he contributed to?
Well, we're blessed. We are really lucky. I mean, you know, you lose your point guard, you lose the MVP, and to be able to throw Sean Livingston out there, he's a fantastic basketball player, great teammate. He had a terrific series. I don't know what his shooting percentage was for the five games, but 58. Yeah, he was awesome offensively. He took care of the ball, you know, he and Andre basically share the point guard responsibilities now with Steph out, and I thought they both had terrific series.
Steve, obviously a score like this is not going to happen all the time without Steph, but what from this performance realistically can carry over game to game? What are the things that you want to see continue?
The turnovers, you know, that's the main thing. We don't have the margin for error that we have with Steph, and we don't have, you know, the five or six threes that he's going to make. So we have to take care of the ball, and we did that tonight beautifully. And you know, the minutes are going to be different from one game to the next, but it is very very nice as a coaching staff to be able to put a guy like Brandon Rush in the game, who hasn't played much in the series, and be able to count on him, or Varejao, I mentioned. Barbosa came in and played well. So we've got a lot of people who can play, and they're all contributing. We just have to keep the turnovers down and keep the defense up.
Steve, from this morning, Clay seemed to want to take it to another level and really make a statement. And did you sense that? And also, what was it like on the bench next to Steph and how animated he was during this thing?
Clay had one of those games where you can sense it coming. He makes one, and you can kind of see it in his eyes. And so he had it rolling. And I thought Clay had a fantastic series, despite the fact that he didn't shoot the ball particularly well early in the series. He was moving without the ball so beautifully, cutting behind the defense. And even when you don't make shots, if you're taking the defense with you like that, and forcing people to react and adjust, you're helping your teammates out. And that was on top of having to guard James Harden. So Clay was terrific. As for Steph, he was just joking around and having a lot of fun. You know, it was obviously a game with a lot of joy, a lot of good plays from various people, and Steph was having a great time.
Steve, I wanted to follow up with Livingston. What is it about his demeanor that he's able to take on this role, replacing the best player in the league? He had six turnovers in the entire series.
Yeah.
I mean, playing 135 minutes.
Yeah, he's an incredibly smart player. And, you know, people may forget, you know, if it weren't for the knee injury, you know, Sean was heading for a superstar career. I mean, he was going to be a multiple-time All-Star. And but I have so much respect and admiration for him because of the way he came back from that injury. It literally took him several years to really come back, and he's been with 10 teams or so. There's something about him. Maybe it's the experience that he went through with the injury, or maybe it's just who he was already. Just an incredibly mature person, great teammate, and very, very smart basketball player.
Coach Kerr, Coach Bickerstaff said that he can't be mad at his team, that he was just coaching a team that wasn't as good as the Golden State Warriors. And he went on to say that the Warriors are a top-two team even without Steph on the court. Do you agree with that assessment?
I have no idea where we line up with the rest of the league without Steph. It's not my job to do that. That's your job. But we do feel confident that we can win games without him, but we don't really want to have to. So hopefully Steph will be back soon. In the meantime, we'll have to continue to hold down the fort.
Steve, the efficiency of Clay and Draymond, just talk about what you needed from them and what you got from them, more Draymond than Clay, of course.
Well, Draymond, we need everything from Draymond. You know, we need defense, we need ball handling, we need decision making, we need rebounding, and occasionally we need shooting too. In the last couple of games, he's made his threes, and I thought, you know, his threes in game four was really the key to the game. It just kind of seemed to break their backs, and but the biggest number for me with Draymond is zero turnovers. I think he also had zero in game one, maybe one in game two. There's a little blip in the radar screen in game three, but we're willing to forgive him on that one. But when Draymond just keeps it simple and just does what he does, he's brilliant anyway, but it helps our team dramatically when he cuts his turnovers down. And I think you throw everything else in there that he already does. When he's making great decisions, it makes us that much tougher to beat.
Just another Draymond question here. Just before the game, I happened to walk by him, and he was way up emotionally. We know Draymond's always up emotionally, but did you sense, and on the court, he had a look in his eye. I mean, did you sense there was something unique about his attitude in this game, and then he was taking some personal responsibility for this game?
No, this is usually how he is. The guy's as competitive as anybody I've ever seen, and he brings it. He brings it every night. And the only time he gets himself in trouble is when he tries to do too much. And sometimes that's a result of his passion and his energy, and it's tough to fault him for any of that. But as I said, when he can bring it like he did tonight and make great decisions with the ball, that's when we're at our best.
Games 1 and 2 of the Western Conference semifinals will be here at Oracle Arena. Dates and times to be determined. With this Warrior Sound game recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.